This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
You're listening to my daddy on News Radio 1070 WINA Charlottesville. Right now! Right now! Right now! Right now! Right now! Right now!
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We're doing a dance that can't be beat. We barefooting.
37 minutes after 4 o'clock. This is Charlottesville Right Now. It's News Radio 1070 WINA. It's an honor to welcome back to this program Jody Wagner. She's the former Secretary of Finance for the Commonwealth of Virginia and a candidate for Lieutenant Governor this year. So she is officially one of the busiest people in Virginia. You don't stop, do you, Jody?
No, it's a little crazy right now, but we're having a lot of fun.
Oh, good deal. So let me get your thoughts about the recent news announced by CNBC that Virginia, for the second year in a row, ranks number one in America. The number one state to do business.
Well, you know, Coy, it was not surprising because we've gotten accolades over the past several months from a lot of different organizations that have recognized that Virginia is a great place to do business. We've worked hard to make it that way. It doesn't just happen. It is the result of, you know, a lot of hard work on the part of the administration, a lot of cooperation by many legislators. And, you know, frankly, it also has an awful lot to do with just how beautiful a state it is and how great the people that live in the state are.
We're talking with Jody Wagner, candidate for lieutenant governor this year in Virginia. The election is in November. Jody, David Toscano was just live in studio, and he was saying that Virginia might be one of the places that you feel the recovery first in America because of this this fact that, that businesses want to be here.
Well, I think that's right, and if we are, you know, wise and adopt the kind of incentives that I've been talking about during the both during the primary and now, that we need to be doing to attract what I would call 21st century businesses to Virginia, that'll help the recovery process. You know, we've got a great opportunity that all over the United States, everybody is talking about green technology, green energy, and Virginia needs to become a leader in that. We need to fight to become a leader in biotech, and we need to make sure that we have the incentives in place so that we can attract those types of businesses to Virginia in order to create sustainable, long-term, high-paying jobs.
And that's not going to be a slam dunk because, you know, what state doesn't want green jobs right now, especially green manufacturing jobs, good, well-paying jobs in this whole, you know, this new green economy. And, you know, you look at Southside and Southwest, there's a lot of good places down there, Martinsville, Danville, Pennsylvania, a lot of good places where we would love to see some of these green manufacturing jobs.
Well, I agree. You know, the nice thing is we really do have a state that's got the resource, both the natural resources and the people to make that happen if we're smart about marketing it and putting the right incentives in. What I propose is that we have a governor's opportunity fund just for 21st century jobs, and that we go out and recruit new businesses and growing businesses to come to Virginia and encourage them to put their manufacturing facilities in the parts of Virginia that are well equipped for those manufacturing jobs down in Southside and Southwest, and that we, you know, continue to use and to commercialize the research that's going on at universities like Tech and UVA, because they've got some great ideas that they've come up with for green technology, and we need to make sure those get commercialized.
Jody Wagner is the former Secretary of Finance for the Commonwealth of Virginia and now a candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Jody, update us on the campaign. How's it going?
The campaign is going great. We have been really very well received all over. In fact, we were in Charlottesville last week and had a great time. That was a lot of wonderful people in your area and have, you know, really enjoyed getting around and seeing a lot of very interesting things that businesses are doing in around the Commonwealth. I believe that this is going to be a very exciting year. I'm thrilled to be on the ticket with Preet Bheese. He's going to be a great governor, and he's a great running mate. And I think that we are going to be very successful in November.
Share with us, if you can, and I know you're literally on the road to another event, but with the time that we have, share with us a little bit of the message that you've been taking to Virginians throughout the Commonwealth about your candidacy and your vision for the next 4 years here in Virginia.
Well, Coy, you know, as you know, I was the Secretary of Finance and Kaine's administration and the Treasurer of Mourners. So one of the critical things that has made Virginia the best state for business is that we have a strong fiscal environment, that we've been very fiscally prudent, that we've managed well, that we've stretched the dollar. We need to continue to do that to make sure that we have the respect of the financial markets and that we have sound financial footprint that Virginia's a state where companies are comfortable coming and locating. The second thing is we need to have proper incentives, and we've talked a little bit about that already. There's workforce. You know, it is, but we work hard to make sure that we have citizens that are trained in the fields that we need. We know that we're going to have a shortage of plumbers and electricians and people that are able to do technical fields like auto mechanics and computer technicians. We need to be focusing on career track education, as well as making sure that we improve our high school graduation rates, because right now in Virginia, 1 in 5 students doesn't graduate from high school, and while that's better than the national average, it's still not where we have to be for 21st century jobs. And you know, 21st century jobs are going to require engineers, scientists, IT professionals. And that means that we need to be training our students and getting them excited about that. I'm convinced that the way you do that is by starting when they're young and getting them excited about science when they're in elementary school. We have 4 children, and our 3rd child had the benefit of a great science teacher who went into the classroom and did all sorts of projects and competitions that got the kids really enthused. And when she graduated, she decided to become an engineer, and most of her classmates went into science and engineering. So, you know, that's what one good teacher could do. And finally, as Creed Easton's been saying, and he's absolutely right, you know, you can't create jobs if you can't get your products to market or your employees to work. So we've got to deal with transportation in a meaningful way, or we're going to have a hard time 10 years from now keeping businesses in Virginia.
Absolutely. And you're down there on some of those roads right now in Hampton Roads that need desperate work, not only for commuters, but if the vitality and the success of the port here in Virginia is going to have a future, that we need a better way to get that stuff off the truck and to the stores.
You're right. And, you know, and rail is a significant part of that, both for freight and for people. It's exciting that Virginia has applied for a higher-speed rail initiative with the federal government. Long-term, we've got to have rail that goes all the way from the Virginia Beach Oceanfront to Blacksburg and up to Northern Virginia.
We're talking with Jody Wagner. She's the former Secretary of Finance for the Commonwealth of Virginia and now a candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Jody, I have to tell you before I let you go, I did not know that you were also an entrepreneur and a business person and that you are the Jody behind the Jody's Popcorn in Virginia Beach, which is one of my kids' most favorite places to go every summer. They want to go to King's Dominion, Virginia Beach, and Jody's Popcorn. And not in that order. And so I just wanted to applaud you for a fantastic place down there in Virginia Beach. We love going there.
Well, thanks. You know, when we started that store a few years ago, what we really wanted it to be was a place where everybody, you know, wanted to return every year. And it was part of children's childhoods. And then ultimately, as they became grown-ups, it'll be part of the memories that they have of Virginia Beach. So you've just made my day by saying that. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. We go every summer. Thanks, Jody, for joining us. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Corey. Take care and have a nice weekend.
Absolutely. You too as well, and travel safe. There's Jody Wagner. She's the candidate for Lieutenant Governor running against incumbent Bill Bowling. The election is in November. She's a former Secretary of Finance under Governor Kaine and former State Treasurer under Governor Mark Warner.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.